Hey, audio boom, audio boom. It's now time for another Pete Clay audio boom. What's up, everybody? It's time to play a little bit of First Thing, Second Thoughts, and Third Degree. And I'm time permitting, maybe fourth down, who knows. Anyway, first thing, why didn't anyone tell me that last Friday was World Sleep Day? Was everyone so obsessed with the fact that it was Friday the 13th that they couldn't come to tell me these things? Especially so close to after daylight savings time, too, to make up for that lost hour of sleep that we had. And what's with these people who are starting to speak out against daylight savings time? What is this? What are we going to turn the clocks ahead or back or whatever? It's stupid. You know, you're stupid, okay? And they come up with stupid facts like saying things like, well, they've proven that it doesn't do anything and farmers don't like it and it actually causes heart attacks and accidents and all that stuff. And I'll be like, okay, look, here's one study and this is an undeniable fact, okay, that people respond more to daylight. They're awake and stuff. So if you don't want daylight savings time, think about this. It's going to be in the height of summer, daylight at 4 o'clock in the morning. You're going to have a bunch of people waking up because they can't get back to sleep at 4 o'clock in the morning and starting to run around and causing trouble. And do you want that on your hands? Just because, oh, I can't set my clock at where 90% of clocks do it for you? Get over it. I might have a second thought about that later on. We'll see. My second thought today, I'm having second thoughts about my little snarky comment I made on my last audio boom about former Meet the Press anchorman David Gregory, kind of making fun of the fact that he was making, you know, he's not lecturing at Harvard or anything like that. He will be hosting or doing a keynote at the American Boating Congress. And I had to stop and think about it and goes, you know what? Good for him. You know, instead of asking questions to dirtbag politicians all the time and not getting straight answers and trying to come up with the right thing for ratings and putting yourself in a position where you might have embellished a story or anything like that, he might actually be doing something that he likes, and that could be boating, and he's going to keynote at the American Boating Congress. So I actually say I applaud you for that. So, and now the third degree. I had a Facebook not battle, just discussion over the weekend, and I saw this Facebook post that said, asking someone to perform for free at your event for the exposure is a D-bag move. I suppose it's okay for a charity event, but even then, admit it's a charity event and you need the help. Don't pretend it's for their benefit. Asking to work someone to work for free to prop up your business is a blank move. Yeah, about that. I kind of see the point that you're trying to make there, but you know what? Well, this is what I wrote back. I said, well, hey, like, you know, working on my podcast or being on my podcast, or the fact that you have to bribe people with a salary in order to do a simple task, even though it should just be done because you ask because you have nothing better to do. Really? Either stop taking things so seriously or start taking things more seriously. All right? Don't take things so serious like, oh, you know, don't be so nitpicky. Or, hey, make a point and I don't know where I'm going with this. It just irritated me because, you know what? If someone asked me to be at South by Southwest, no matter what they paid me, it's not going to be more than enough to, you know, expense my way there. So if I was there for the exposure, you know, I might as well just take it. It reminds me of something that when I was working at a radio station, what they tell me is, you know what? There's 3,000 people that would line up to do your job. So if you haven't made it yet, if you're not a name where you can just be asked and say, boom, your travel and everything is expensed and everything is taken care of, you know what? Just eat it and go for the exposure, and someday you'll be thankful. Who knows? All right, it's fourth down. I'm going for it. I've been hearing a lot of people want the term the eye test taken away. You see it a lot in sports. They don't pass the eye test. I suppose you can see it in politics too, especially with election season coming up. This candidate doesn't pass the eye test. Now, granted that it's probably overused and it's, you know, kind of the, probably better uses of your language than that. But I'm going to defend it in this thing because I'm starting to see a lot of crap going around thrown in my face. And then when I see it, it doesn't add up. Therefore, it doesn't pass the eye test. And like here in baseball, it's spring training, so you're getting a lot of predictions. Everyone's like predicting everyone to finish over 500 except for a few teams. But it's just like the Miami Marlins or the New York Mets or the San Diego Padres. I hear all these things saying, oh yeah, they're going to win 80-something games this year. And they got all these players and they got all this and that. And I watch them and my eyes don't see what they're throwing my way. Therefore, those three teams don't pass the eye test just yet. But it's only spring. Spring is eternal. Spring is beautiful. Spring is the beginning of life and mud. And when the snow melts, you're left over with the dog poo left from the whole winter. Yay. That's my audio boom. I'm Peter Clay. I'm not sure if I said that already. I know I did a little beautiful, wonderful little interlude there. If you want to do your own audio boom, don't let me have all the fun. Go to audioboom.com and set yourself up there and get yourself your own little audio booms going on there. My fabulous stuff, podcasts and thoughts and all that stuff can be found at radioaffliction.com, and you can follow me at Twitter at Radio Affliction. Don't have Twitter. I don't tweet. I don't do that. It's like a website. Twitter.com/Radio Affliction. You can see all the things that I've done there, which I probably sometimes should put on my website as well. Ah! Audio boom. Audio boom. This has been another Pete Clay audio boom.